Welcome back to the channel. Welcome to another episode of Scientology's Tom Cruise Spy Files. In these documents, we cover some of the 40,000 pages of internal Scientology spy wing documents from the Office of Special Affairs. That's the Scientology spy wing that used to be called the Guardian's Office that perpetrated the largest infiltration into the United States government in its history. They've been rebranded and renamed the Office of Special Affairs. And these documents that we're going to cover today take place during the year 2005. And the documents that we've previously covered in the last few episodes were about a South Park episode that was called Trapped in the Closet that was aired on Comedy Central. And it poked fun at Scientology and Tom Cruise. And then subsequently, they're trying, Scientology and David Miscavige are trying to get this episode taken off the upcoming DVD that has the whole season of episodes on it and to get it not to re-air. Okay, in the middle of trying to negotiate this or strong arm Comedy Central and Paramount and Viacom and all these different companies into doing that, they found out that there's another episode that's coming out on Comedy Central that's going to poke fun at Tom Cruise and Scientology. And there was a hint of that in one of the last documents. And in today's documents, that's going to all come out and in, Technicolor glory. Now, as we have done with all of these documents, we're going to cover the key players. And the key players in today's documents are David Miscavige, of course, the COB of RTC, Chairman of the Board Religious Technology Center, his boy in the fake Navy, Tom Cruise, the teen matinee idol. And then you've got Mike Rinder, who was WDC OSA at the time, Tom Cruise's lawyer, Burt Fields, Summer Redstone, the chairman of Viacom, Tom Freston. I think he is the CEO or the chairman or whatever the boss of Comedy Central is. And then you've got Brad Gray, who was the CEO of Paramount, Kevin Huvane from Creative Artist Agency, and then Rick Nasita, who is an agent, Tom Cruise's agent at CAA. These are most of the key players. We're going to cover three documents today. And for the most part, these are the main people that are going to be taking part in all three of these documents. Okay, so let's get right to it. In the first document, we've got, it's from 9 December. And this document is going directly from WDC OSA to chairman of the board, RTC. When there's no routings and there's no CCs and any of that, that means it's just going to Dave as a memo. This is what's happening. So it says, WDC OSA, 9 December, re-Comedy Central. Dear sir, Kevin Huvane spoke to Brad Gray this evening when he returned from New York, where it was just announced that he and Freston met with Steven Spielberg today and agreed that Paramount would buy DreamWorks live-action studios, according to news just on the internet, which I have attached. Burt Fields had sent a letter to Summer Redstone before the call came in from Gray in coordination with Kevin. As there was no word back from him and he was reported to be on a plane from New York, a copy of Burt's letter is attached. Gray told Kevin that he had been unable to handle the upcoming program on Comedy Central and that he had fought with Tom Freston and Freston had refused to pull the upcoming show or do anything about Comedy Central for fear of being criticized for quote-unquote censoring their programming and quote-unquote creating more problems. Kevin said the show is scheduled to air on Sunday night. Gray said he thinks he is going to lose his job over this, but had nothing to threaten them with other than not advertising on any Paramount movies on Comedy Central, which he claims to have done. He told Kevin that Comedy Central is in serious trouble because they are being sued by the Catholic Coalition for portraying Jesus as a Nazi. Huvane told him he was calling Summer Redstone. Kevin called Redstone and found out that he is in Dubai. He left urgent messages for him and asked that they be forwarded to Redstone. Kevin and Rick Nasita then called Freston at home and on his cell phone and left messages for him to urgently call them at home and what is and what it is concerning. As of 7:30 p.m., he has not called them back. Okay, this is on 9 December. I just want to make sure everybody knows 9 December. They're going to keep trying Redstone and Freston. I wanted to give you this data immediately and will stay on Kevin and Rick. Bert said that he is going to be available all weekend for anything needed, and he is certain his letter and the fact that Huvain is calling will be forwarded to him immediately, no matter where he is. This is okay. Much love, Mike. Okay, so this is so ridiculous. Okay, so I mean, at the end of the day, they're going to do, Comedy Central is going to do a single episode that's going to make fun of Tom Cruise and Scientology. And it's probably going to be 5 or 10 minutes of the entire show. And these guys are freaking out. They're essentially talking to the highest possible boss in all of these companies to get this TV show to not air, or for them to take out the part about Scientology. I mean, I don't know. I mean, being in Scientology, this seems like a normal thing, because if somebody is gonna, if somebody's making a flap for Tom Cruise or David Miscavige in the Scientology world, that would go all the way up to Tom Cruise or David Miscavige, and for this to get sorted out. But this is like, I don't know. It's like if you work at a cereal factory and, you know, some guy from Funky Wheats and Raisins is talking smack about you. So you like call up, you know, Mr. Kellogg and say, "Hey, Mr. Kellogg, can you tell, Bill over at Funky Wheats and Raisins not to talk trash about me?" It's just the weirdest thing. To me, it seems ridiculous. Okay, let's do the next one. So the next one is from 12 December. So this is now just 3 days later after this other document. Okay, so here's the next document. This is directly to David Miscavige. It says, WDCO, so 12 December 2005. Comedy Central. The Comedy Central show Last Laugh of 2005 aired and included the skit by Andy Dick. It was modified somewhat from the script that had been gotten, but generally followed the basic outline. Ah, so they got that's how they found out about this, is they got some sort of leak, or they got a script of what the thing was going to be. Okay, Andy Dick is a psychotic, glue-sniffing, quote-unquote, wedding planner who is planning Tom Cruise's wedding. He goes around abusing the staff, doing the preps, cursing, throwing glasses, and hitting one with a chair. He complains about the great pressure he is under and makes jokes about only picking weddings for good-sounding combo names like Tomcat. But Bennifer is more like Boringfer. But two people he thinks should get together are Eliza Dushku and The Rock, so it would be called Dushcock. There are pictures of Tom Cruise around everywhere, including one with eyes that move, following him like a camera watching his every move. Okay, now to me, just reading that, that's funny. Okay. When he gets a call from Tom, quote unquote, he orders everyone to get down, and they dive into the bushes. He says, Tom, quote unquote, took away his little pills, but he still has his airplane glue and sniffs it throughout the skit. He has a wedding dress that is a spacesuit. He has a wedding dress that is a spacesuit, and one of the phone calls is to tell him to sew doohickeys into it so her soul clusters can more easily escape as she makes her spiritual ascension. There are tin cans tied to a rocket ship as the bridal carriage. Dick dances in front of a band with alien heads playing saxophones, and Katie's mom and dad are there with the electronic collars around their neck. And when the father starts to speak, he gets shocked while the mother sits staring. It does sound funny to me. He does a practice wedding ceremony with two stand-ins, and the guy starts reading from a card. By the power... Oh, so in Scientology, you're not allowed to talk about Xenu because he's on the upper levels, operating Thetan level 3. So even when this document is being written, they redact Xenu from the document. So any place where it has this X, I'm going to read it. I'll say Xenu triple asterisk or something. Okay, so he does practice a wedding ceremony with two stand-ins, and the guy starts reading from a card. By the power of X, triple asterisk, and the Galactic Federation, I, Thetis Singus Polaris, who goes by the Earth name Tom Cruise, Dick then tells him to shut up and grabs the card and tells him to read what's on the card. Dick then reads it to himself and says, X, triple asterisk, Ingram Sea Org, are you blank serious? Dick then talks on the phone with Tom again about a non-disclosure agreement, and he says that he thought it meant he couldn't take his clothes off. That's funny too, a non-disclosure agreement. A robot wheels up to him and he stares into it, and there is a bright red light and numbers appear on the screen and then the word clear. Dick becomes dazed and says, Tom Cruise is a galactic space god and we need plutonium for Tom's rocket, as the rocket in the background falls over and bursts into flames. That is the end of the skit. Oh my God, that was it? That all this over that? Okay. Three times during the show, in commercial breaks, they advertised the Tom Cruise episode of South Park. Is Scientology's biggest star trapped in the closet? Find out on the South Park everyone is talking about tomorrow night at 10. So the statements that they were only concerned about censoring Andy Dick were not true, or they would have not been advertising and re-airing the South Park episode. There was another mention of Tom Cruise when a fat, middle-aged Jewish woman, I bet you that's Lisa, a Jewish woman, stand-up comedian, talked about having sex with black guys, and anyone and everyone else named Lisa Lampanelli said that it helps to have gay friends in Hollywood. Look at Katie Holmes. Everything in the show was very unfunny and extremely low class and degraded. Jon Stewart also did a piece on the Pope being a member of the Hitler Youth and how incredible it was that out of all the people they could pick, it was someone on this with his resume. But more power to him as he overcame that, which is usually a resume killer. I spoke to Bert, and he said that he had not heard anything back from Viacom and felt that writing another letter would serve no purpose until they respond to the letter he already sent. He also said that the deal with DreamWorks puts Gray in a stronger position if he wants to do something to salvage the relationship with Tom, as he is seen as having pulled off a big coup, though he is in a better position to withstand the hit if Tom leaves Paramount. Bert said that he had not received any response from the LA Times. If Kim Christensen doesn't call me today, I will call him in the late afternoon to confirm he received my letter and find out what is going on. I have calls into both Kevin and Rick Nasita as of Sunday afternoon. They had not heard back from either Freston or Redstone. I will let you know what they have to say and what they plan to do. This is okay. Much love. Mike, I love that he's like, as of Sunday afternoon, they hadn't heard back. Yeah, it's the weekend, man. The world takes Saturday and Sunday off for the most part. I mean, I guess some of these muckety-mucks are, you know, when they're having a fire drill, they might make a call or send an email on the weekend. Wow. Okay, so that is a lot of verbiage and a lot of back and forth documents for a 5-minute skit out of Andy Dick and Lisa Lampanelli taking a shot. I mean, I can't imagine if these guys are going into this much hoo-ha over these documents. This is back in 2005. So the Tom Cruise crazy train was just sort of, firing up the engine cars and adding some cars to the train. That train's got to be 27 miles long by now. Okay, so this is the next document, and it's the same date. So later that afternoon, he did get the calls. It says, WDC, this is going directly to David Miscavige. WDCOSA 12 December 2005, Re-Comedy Central Update. Dear Sir, Rick and Kevin, and Kevin spelled wrong, Rick and Kevin just called Michael and me. That's Michael Dovin from Odin Productions, Tom Cruise's production company. They had spoken to Tom Freston. They described Freston as troubled and sympathetic, and that he said he knows how upset Tom must be and that he would like to talk to him. Freston said that he didn't see Andy Dick and hadn't heard anything about it from anyone today and was more focused on South Park. That is a major problem for them, not just because of Tom Cruise, but because they are attacking the Catholics, and he had the Cardinal of New York call him today, and three board members who are Catholic, and they have a contractual obligation with the creators of South Park that they have no control or say-so over their content. Nice. I did not know they had that deal. That they don't have to get clearance or prior approval, and that the only limitations is that if standards and practices determines that it is something that is liable to result in them losing a lawsuit, they can do something about. Rick and Kevin told him that the legal concerns are irrelevant, that they should have been approaching this from a business perspective of hurting Viacom's biggest asset. Drink. We always drink whenever somebody blows smoke up Tom Cruise's backside. Freston said that Gray had brought this up and that they had said that he was not going to advertise any Paramount movies on Comedy Central, and that Freston had told him he had every right to do so, and that it was the only leverage that could be brought to bear. Freston said that he didn't like what was happening, that Tom was their biggest asset, and he didn't know what he could do. Kevin then added that the contract with South Park on no interference was done by Sherry Lansing, and that they had now created a monster that was spitting in their face. They said they didn't know what else to do. I told them they should be handling it so this show isn't re-aired or put out on a DVD, that it should just die and never be heard from again, and that this is the least Viacom can do, and that it doesn't need to be announced to anyone. It just disappears. Michael told them he absolutely wanted this done. They are calling Freston again to handle that. Joe Grabowski put in a call to the head of the Catholic lead, Joe Donahue, who he knows personally, to find out what they are doing in planned actions. He said that he also plans to contact the head of the World Jewish Congress, and said that South Park had also gone after the Mormons, and he was going to see if he could organize some sort of coalition to handle the situation with South Park. He has not heard back from Donahue yet. The meeting they had this morning and showing of the MI3, that's Mission Impossible, showing of the Mission Impossible 3 trailer was extremely successful. Paula did a briefing at their staff meeting about the stats, that's the statistics. Paula did a briefing at their staff meeting about the statistics of Tom Cruise and how CAA had been working with him for 25 years, and then showed the BAFTA clip, which got a long-standing ovation. BAFTA is like the British version of some kind of actor coalition thing, I think. Like their awards thing. She then introduced Tom, and he got another standing ovation, and then he talked to the collected agents for about 10 minutes and then showed the MI3 trailer twice with a huge reaction. Take a sip. Dovin said it was a total blow-away hit, and the entire place was buzzing, and they had a meeting with his agents, and that went very well. There was no discussion of Comedy Central in the meeting. I will let you know when they call back after having reached Freston again, and if there is any news from Redstone. This is okay. Much love, Mike. Okay, so another set of wild documents. So Scientology is... There's a 5-minute skit, and Lisa Lampanelli takes a shot at Tom. I think it was called The Last Laugh of 2005. It's put together by Joel Gallen, and it's sort of like this. So if you guys ever saw Comedy Roasts on Comedy Central years ago, that's sort of the same team that puts these together. So it's just kind of like the end of the year roast. And if you're jumping up and down on couches and doing crazy stuff on Oprah and talking Tom Cruise crazy in videos with your black turtleneck, you're going to end up in the end of the year roast on Comedy Central. It's sort of like you act the fool, and then somebody says you acted the fool, and you're like, hey, don't do that. It's ridiculous. I can't imagine that this is what they were doing back in 2005. I can't imagine what they're doing these days, because there are people that are poking fun at them and joking and degrading, as they like to say, on a full-time basis on just about every single platform there is. So it's funny to me that they're losing their minds over these silly little things. And let me know in the comments. I'm pretty sure that the Trapped in the Closet episode, I mean, it's aired probably thousands of times since 2005, but I'm pretty sure it's on the DVD. Somebody did tell me that in certain countries, if you go to wherever, whatever hosting or streaming platform that these episodes on them, that it skips that episode. I don't know. Let me know in the comments if you can find Trapped in the Closet South Park on your streaming service, or if it's there, if it's not there. So the next, now, and this is another thing that I wanted to ask you guys about, and you can let me know in the comments as well if you'd like to chime in, is we're thinking about doing a series as part of the Spy Files that covers the private investigators that were longtime Scientology investigators, like hired guns or spooks for Scientology. And also, we were thinking about doing lawyers, Scientology lawyers, and different key, like, allies in this arena. So if there's any of those things that you guys would like to know about or you'd like us to cover, let us know in the comments. I do read the comments, and especially if there's good ideas in there, I will at least think about doing that if it's something we can put together. Let me know in the comments if you think that would be a worthwhile thing. And then that might be another series. We've got more Tom Cruise files. I'm trying to find the ones that aren't just the rehash of the same exact thing, because a lot of this, there's a lot of talk and they don't really do much. There's just a lot of complaining and just sort of, these guys are being mean to us, and what do? And trying to put the pressure on people to make people not be mean to them. There are some documents about some protests that Scientology and Burt Fields got wind of. There's some other things like that. We'll see if any of those are worth doing. My idea was that we would just do every single document, but there's a lot of cut and paste. There's a lot of documents that are sort of duplicates. Like there was a whole document written, then one thing happened. So then the next day a document's created that just has an extra paragraph or just an extra page or whatever, but it's pretty much the exact same document with just this one extra thing added. So I'm not sure that those are really that worth covering, because they're not that interesting. They're not even interesting to me. And I've covered a lot of these, which a lot of people are like, this is really boring. So I'm trying to get them out. But at the same time, if we've already kind of said what's in the document and other things, it's sort of like, why bother? So bleep bloop down below in the comments if there's something that you think you want to hear on these. The other thing we plan to do is there are a whole series of documents called the OSA Network Orders. Those are in these files, and those are the policy, the L. Ron Hubbard policy and procedures on how OSA is supposed to operate. But when I was looking through them, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages. Like one, I think one of the ones I pulled up was like 27 pages long. So I'm not exactly sure if I have the fortitude to read a 27 page document of L. Ron Hubbard's gobbledygook. So I don't exactly know how we're going to do that. We might just go through those and highlight things, but I don't know. So we'll see how that goes. Or maybe we just won't do the big giant ones. Maybe those are the ones we'll skip through. And the shorties, we'll just read the, if it's a one or a two, maybe even a three pager, we'll read the whole thing. But if it's over a certain amount of pages, I got to tap out, guys. There's a lot of gobbledygook from Hubbard. Maybe we put it up so you could freeze frame it. If you want to read it, you can read it. We'll see. I'm kind of, I'm kind of seeing if we'll do it. And also if I want to see what you guys think. It might be easier. It might be funner, more fun to go and do the PIs and the lawyers and that kind of stuff. And then circle back to these OSA policies. We'll see. We appreciate you guys tuning in and getting to the end of this thing. We're going to do a few more Tom Cruise documents. And then once we are done with the Tom Cruise ones, we're probably going to do one of these other things that I'm talking about, or circle back to just the normal Scientology spy files and cover some of those. I've sent everybody, people are wondering, why don't I cover, you know, this person or that person. I've sent all of the documents that have to do with key whistleblowers in the Scientology world, people that you know of, like Jeff Hawkins or Amy Scobie or any of these people who are whistleblowers, I sent them all of their documents. The documents have sensitive information in them, these internal leaked documents from Scientology. They have sensitive personal information that I don't know if it's true or if it was made up by Scientology or if it's just a narrative that they're pushing. So I don't feel comfortable reading those people's internal files. And the people that I have covered things that have a tinge of that, I have spoken to those people before I've done the documents. So if you want to hear from those people and have them read their documents, you can write to them because they have, you know, all of the people that I mentioned, I have, if a person I've gone through the files and it's somebody that I know and I have their contact info or I have a way to get a hold of them, I have sent them all of the documents that are concerning them. So I think from my own perspective, it's not my place to necessarily cover those if they have a platform or if they have an ability to cover them themselves. So I'm leaving that up to those people. If I do come across a document that has somebody that maybe wants to do a collab or we can just go through their document, their documents together, those people can also reach out to me if they want to do that. I would be more than willing to do that. So if you're one of those people that I sent documents and you want to sort of come on and tell us what was happening on your end while they were doing all the spying and all these operations, that could be very cool. And please reach out to me and we may be able to make that happen. Other than that, thanks again, and until next time. Thanks for watching. If you'd like to help support the channel, feel free to check out the merch store link in the description. We have Hail Xenu, Xenu is my homeboy, and BFG branded mouse pads, shirts, mugs, all sorts of other stuff in there that helps us to bring you new content on a regular basis. You can also pick up a copy of my book, Blown for Good, Behind the Iron Curtain of Scientology, in hardback, Kindle, and Audible versions as well. There's also a link to our podcast, and you can get that on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you'd like to watch another video, you can click on this link right here, or you can click on this one here, or you can click on the subscribe button right here. Thanks a lot. Until next time.